Pete, I might need you on this call, but we'll see how it goes, though. I'll get you if I need you.
Man, I can help out.
Good morning, Toolcom.
Hey, good morning. Is David in?
Speaking.
Hey, David, this is Nico with Bank of Cardiff again. I don't know if you remember, spoke a week ago. He said a follow-up right now.
Oh, I'm still working on with my local bank, so I haven't heard anything back, so there's no business right now.
Okay. Is there a time that I might be able to follow up with you?
I don't know. I'm still waiting to hear back from him. I already have an ongoing project, so...
Okay, so what are you looking to do with them? You said the last time that you're trying to refinance some things. Is that what it was?
Yeah, I'm refinancing something, but I'm also looking at a new piece. So.
Okay, what?
This is just starting to happen as we speak, so it's almost a little premature.
Right. What piece are you looking at getting?
Just a piece of equipment.
Is there like a specific use for this piece of equipment?
Yeah, in my machine shop.
Free machine shop. Okay, how much is that piece gonna cost? Because I'm sure we can probably help you out around here.
Probably $150, maybe.
Yeah. Is it a CNC machine?
Yep.
Okay, CNC machine.
Too early to tell though, right now. So I mean, it's really can't do anything.
Okay. Well, David, just to let you know, we do offer a match or beat policy. So if you're going to your local bank and they give you a rate for whatever type of equipment financing they're gonna go through for that CNC machine. If you bring that rate to us and then do an application process through us, we can either match it or beat the rate that they're giving you.
Sounds like a plan. I don't know. Just too early to tell right now.
Too early?
I don't know.
Are you waiting to maybe take advantage of Section 179? Is that what's going on?
Oh, no. No, it's just the way business moves.
Or do you have any large projects coming up that you're trying to prepare yourselves for by bringing this piece on?
I mean, maybe in the future. I just started in the conversations about it yesterday. So.
So you're very, very premature stages of it, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Okay. David, I have just a quick couple more questions just to, clarify some things so that in the future, maybe in a few weeks down the road, when you're actually trying to bring on this piece of equipment, we can make the process much more smoother.
I would say months, not weeks.
Months.
Yeah,
okay.
So.
Well, I just have a few questions. For your time in business, how long have you guys been in business for?
You should know all that stuff about me.
What do you guys, when were you incorporated? Let's see.
If you have my phone number, you should have... You or whoever found my number should know all that already about me, or else you wouldn't be calling.
True, but...
I don't really want to give it out to you. I don't even know you.
Well, I'm just trying to build that rapport with you.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of people like you call, though, so...
Yeah, well, I'm just trying to help you out, grow the business, build that relationship up.
But it's premature. I really don't have anything else to say about it. And, we can maybe... talk about it in the future, but right now, no dice.
Okay. Is there any need for maybe working capital, cover some inventory costs, things like that? Or
right now, I'm already working on it, like I told you. So.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
I have to call somebody else, my friend.
Do you want me to follow up with you in a month or two?
It's probably closer to the Christmas time, but right now, I'm in good shape.
Okay. All right, okay. David. Sounds good, man.
Yes, thanks.
Take care. You got me on file, so if anything comes up, just... give me a call, all right?
Okay, good enough.
Okay, take care. Have a good weekend.